Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Taking something from me like no weed.
Toggle, that my brother. You don't want no trouble. You can't get these fists knuckle. Buckle up like a seatbelt or I shoot ya. Punching on the gas too fast and I lose ya. Give me a bed and I do, huh? I wanna Medusa. I swear, don't cut it strong. I'm blowing super. Hey, grinding for a new day. I'm skating like that new blue face. Hey, I'm on the top, just like two bass. Weed, I'm in her mouth, just like two bass.
Just live this here life.
Beans almost yeah. Uptown.
Can't escape from the bottom to the top of my life. Rick
gang. Uptown. So swagged out. Popping that GTV.
Yeah.
Living that lifestyle. Yeah.
I do this for Miss Gladys, boy. 100.
For Miss Gladys, boy. Birdman, Rich Gang, Lifestyle, inside the Social Lab to you, Bahama Radio. What's up, everybody? Happy Monday to you. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, tonight's topic, we're talking about a history teacher that was recorded insulting a student at Greene County High School. That's in Greene County, Georgia. It has sent folks in a tailspin. I was listening to a radio show this morning. I like the chat. He's talk radio host Michael Graham here in Atlanta. And the story was, again, about an 11th grader by the name of Shania Hunter. She's a student at Greene County High School. She was recording a history lesson when the teacher just spazzed out. I want to know, if this was your child, what would you do? If this was your teacher and you were sitting in class, because we all have sat in class, what would you do? We'll get into that here shortly, talking about a history teacher that was recorded insulting a student in Greene County, Georgia. All the way live from Charlotte. No, Kakalaka, give it up. What up? I can't wait till you hear this, because you're kind of, you know, you're kind of rogue, and I really would love to know how.
Good
you
afternoon
would deal with
in
this.
The morning
this
time.
Is your and, child.
Oh, the calling her dumb, though, the dumbest girl you ever met. Oh my God, I probably would have thrown paper at that teacher. I don't know.
Crazy. Crazy. Let's go up the coast, all the way live from the DMV. Give it up. Say, James, welcome to the show, brother.
Yo, what up? What up? Yo, I was, you know, I listen to iHeartRadio a lot, and it's a pretty good app if you don't have it. You should check it out.
I love iHeart.
And I found, and I found a station on there that speaks to me, man. It's called Fly Nation.
Word.
It's all, like, 90s, early 2000s. Hip-hop, y'all. You know what I mean? You're going to get your sprinkle of your Lauryn Hills and your Montel Jordans. You know what I mean? Some, you know, stuff that was relevant at the time. But, y'all, I'm talking My Philosophy, talking
Work.
The show, talking
they
on
don't
Top
know about
Billing.
They don't
Yo,
know about
what I'm trying to tell you, though, is that's kind of stuff.
You be doing the walk in the middle hallway?
Dude, that was, you know, I got my son finally. He's like, yo, I want to hear that Fly Nation radio. I'm like, bet. Don't worry about it. It's going to be on when you get in the car now. Because it's all radio friendly, so I ain't got to worry about the cussing and everything else like that. It's all the edited versions. He come home today singing Work. The Five Rule of the World. And the Nas joint. I'm like, yes. It's breaking through.
Hey, school is
great. Steady walk out of his memory.
Word. Hey, that's a nugget. Fly
you know
Nation.
What?
If you don't know about iHeart, you've been under rock. But, word. Fly Nation, there it is.
That's it.
Hey, it's Money Monday. That's what we call it. But tonight, we're going to dive into this joint where the teacher went, like, ballistic. I mean, calling a student, all kinds of stuff. We got it right here live to you inside the Social Lab. Hey, it's 908. We'll be right back. It's crazy. It's crazy.
You got me on my Brooklyn shit. Hey, what I told him, I said, being hot gets you the MVP. Staying hot get you the Hall of Fame. Slow show.
Brooklyn forever.
Smurda, what up, son? Brooklyn, what up, son?
Holla at me.
Yeah. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the lick. I hit my smutty dance when I caught the chick. I Bobby Smurda that when she came around. Threw that hat up in the air, never came down. And I just caught that body like a week ago. Real quick, click clack, get the freaking out. You want some hot news? Chillin' out in Mykonos or Thought New? It's all summer, hey, we go.
All summer.
I ain't no killer, but don't push me, yo.
Push me, yo.
I had them killers in your bushes, yo.
Bushes, yo.
Some trick news, splurge on the push, yo. You give me one day, I purge on that push, yo. You ain't seen these kicks since like the fifth grade. Back when Bo Jackson and King Griffey played. On my 90s flow, the young OG shoot. On my GSC, meet the family shoot. Can't hold you forever, you gon' get a date.
Get a date.
Tell them free my new critter mate.
Critter mate.
Hold your head to all my new in the state.
Hold your head.
DJ
block, GS9. Get it straight. Got the semi and the fully on me. Gloves, mask, and a hoodie on me. In case we need to steal a V, I got the pulley on me. I know you shocked, right? They got me on my bully, homie. It's fake love, cause they really hate. For my downfall, they really wait. 100 yardies, 100 Haitians. I'm a hot dude by affiliation.
Tell them free Michio. Subway, free Breezy-O. Free Breezy-O.
Jello Beats. Look,
fresh up by the county, I done did a little bit. Let the popos run up on me, I won't tell them cop a shit. All this money in my pocket, you might think I stole a brick. I got four hoes and some hens, some low pros on my bins. And if I catch that nigga slipping, I'ma shut them down. Let my homie separate his body, call it 7 pounds. Better cool out, I'm nice with the hands, you keep talking that shit, I knock you out. I need to be picking you up, off of the ground, but thinking you Tupac. And shawty give me neck, till I pass out. And she just getting checks cause her ass out. Making money, gotta be the fast route. But if you ain't fucked, better get your ass out.
Around and get your shit popped. Like hanging out too long on 91st and Windtrap. See, you the type to probably get got. See this wheel on the grid, this shit stop. Shorty climb this money mountain to the tip top. Get it? Throw 150 on my wrist. Watch. Stay with the heat, they call me Chris Bosh. Angry cause you can see me leaving they bitch block. Shout my nigga Web, shout my nigga Luga. Free my nigga Smiles, free my nigga Scooter. I suggest you probably pray to Buddha. Conglomerate and GS9 full of shooters. Go ahead and Photoshop it, let them touch you up. You niggas know we come to f*** you up. Pull up, you better know we come for broke you up. Show you better than I could tell you and shut you up. We keep it hotter than the sauna though. Big homie talk, Godfather flow. More dangerous than a hungry nigga with a lot of dough. Explosives about to go off, that gotta go.
Let's talk about a hot nigga. My dogs are sitting right, nigga, right, nigga. Fuck the judge, we never cop, nigga. Who the first to bring that Lambo on the block, nigga? Popping H's in the studio with Bobby Neal. Spurt, before all the labels started calling them. I heard them, cause I understand them cause I'm one of them. I am. So no, you ain't on me if you ain't no nil. Bang, bang, bang. Memphis shooters, that's who we are. We are. Made a million out of glass, y'all. Coke, I got dope bars. Dope bars. My nigga knew they just caught a gun charge. Hey. Fuck the law, we gon' ride scrap beef. Scrap beef. We be back that beef. And rap. And free my nigga. Me come on my Philly shoe. And my New York bitch from Dykeman, she Dominican. Hey.
Grammy Savage, that's who we are. Grammy shooters dressed in G-Star. GS9, I go so hard. But GS for my gun squad. Them bitches is a problem, we gon' gun brawl. Shots poppin' out the AR. I'm with Trigger, I'm with Rasha, I'm with A-Raw. Daylight and we gon' let them things blow.
Tell them niggas, free Michio. Subway, free Breezy-O. And tell my niggas, murder team and on.
About a week ago, Put us in there, we tweaking on. Run up on that nigga, get the squeezing on. Everybody catching bullet holes. Nigga, got me on my bully, yo. I'ma run up with that gun on him, I'ma run up, go dumb on him. Nigga, got me on that young shit. Got me on that go dumb shit.
Got me on that go dumb shit, man. Trap mode is more hotter than a pill. Hey, yo, pull up. I need some more drinks.
Hip-hop informant inside the Social Lab, T.M. Hammond Radio, hanging out with Madam CeeLo Boston, Sabe James. Hey, log on to T.M. Hammond Radio. Drop your email. Sign up for that exclusive newsletter, and you up in there. Listen, we're talking about a history teacher that was recorded insulting a student in Greene County, Georgia tonight. Out in Greene County, Georgia High School, 11th grader said she's scared to return to class after her U.S. history teacher, Corey Hunter, we're calling him out, Corey Hunter insulted her in front of the entire damn class. Now, the one thing that you know Being a former student, we all were former or are a former student, no one likes to get embarrassed in front of the whole class. I can't remember a time in my entire educational career where I said, embarrass me, Mr. Teacher. Embarrass me, Miss Teacher. That's what I live for. I live for embarrassment. I don't know anybody who's running towards embarrassment, but Shania Hunter, no relation to Corey Hunter. That's why I wanted to call out the name. Shania Hunter is the name of the student. Corey Hunter is the teacher. No relations. She videotaped a slideshow presentation on December the 14th, back 2015, when she asked her teacher a question about the lecture. Without answering her question, listen, he just went off. I want you to check this out. Now, the part that I heard earlier was just like a little smidgen, which I don't think gave you a complete picture of what was going on. I took interest to this story because when I first heard the excerpt, I felt a certain way. But when I started to do some research, it changed my perspective. I want to set this up by saying, I think teachers and all government employees have a responsibility to us as taxpayers. Teachers are government employees, just in case you didn't realize it. Like, the school board is a municipal entity, municipal meaning government, right? They have a responsibility. You should not be able to carry on any kind of way and still keep a government job. Because if you carry on your job, guess what? They want you out of there. Hey, check this out. We'll talk about this on the other side. This is a teacher, Corey Hunter, facilitating a presentation in his history class.
I was a political party. Remember, I told you that all of them were united against the spread of slavery. Then all of the issues pertaining to women, domesticity, temperance movement, and alcohol, healthcare, education, and Seneca Falls. Remember, we said at that convention. These two ladies right here.
That last student was smart. She said, if you're going to tell somebody that, make sure they got their phone with them. Okay, so it was kind of distorted, but this is the call out. The teacher is going over some history facts. He stumbles upon Sojourner Truth. The young lady says, who? When he says Sojourner Truth, he says, you know what? You have to be one of the dumbest that I've ever met.
So he said the dumbest. He said the dumbest.
No, the dumbest. That was right. He did say the dumbest.
Capital
then he says, you know what you're going to grow up to do? You're just going to grow up to have sex and have babies. Ladies and gentlemen, we need you to weigh in tonight. 917-889-3926. If this was your child or your teacher, how would you respond? But Boston, you're giggling already, so I know you want to respond. So I'm going to ask you to stand by. I'm going to ask you to stand by. Sabe, if this was your daughter, how would you respond?
It's hard to do hypotheticals like that because I don't know the kind of emotion I'm going to have in me at the time of hearing it because I tend to...
Did you find anything wrong with what he said?
No, absolutely. I mean, everything he, what he said was wrong about how he addressed her. Just because she maybe, like, didn't hear who she was, who he's talking about, or maybe just, you know, forgot who she was for the split second. I mean, it's a very real possibility. You understand what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, I mean, knowing me, I probably would fly off the handle at first. But then, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if I would see. That's something I don't know if I would tell my wife about before I go and handle it. If she comes and tells me first, because if I tell my wife about it, she's going to probably try to make me take the high road. Or who knows? She may go off the handle with me. We may wild out together. Who knows? I just need, you know what I'm saying? All I'm going to need is a reason. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be already boiling going in there. And I'm dead serious. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you know, I would say, base my reactions when it comes to something that can affect everybody off of, you know what I'm saying, like how she goes or whatever a lot, because not, 9 times out of 10, she'll make the more logical decision. But I know if I go into it by myself, I'm going to probably do something that I probably may regret. And I'm being dead serious. I'm being dead serious.
Yeah.
I really don't know how I'll react in that situation because that would be too much emotion to meet a bridal at the moment. To make a good choice.
Well,
I'm being totally honest with you.
Let's just put yourself there then. I mean, I do understand that when it comes to your children. But put yourself there. If that were you, Mr. Hunter was responding to. Because, see, after I listened to a little bit more of the tape, I have a completely different perspective on this situation here. I was really taken aback, and I think I was upset initially. After I dug a little deeper, I wasn't as upset, and I'll tell you why a little later. But hands down, this is wrong.
Yeah.
But if it was me
in high school, junior in high school, if it was me junior high school, I definitely got kicked out of class. I would have been kicked out of school a week. I would have turned over some desks. I'm saying?
I'm kicking over a table or something.
I'm dead serious. I would have wilded out. Like, hold on, Duke. Like, who the F you think you're talking to for real? Like, I would have, you know, I would have probably cut them out first. And then he told me to get out. Some desks would have went flying. Chairs would have been, you know what I'm saying? I would have broke something in there. I know myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I've been in those positions before. There would have been some kind of collateral damage in that situation.
That was your daughter.
If that was my daughter, she would have responded. But then I also look at, I mean, okay, I'm laughing because...
She would have responded
how?
Can you finish the statement? She would have responded how?
She would rebuttal everything that he's saying. I mean, for him to call her the dumbest girl ever. But then at the same time, you got to look at it like this. This ain't the first day of school. Yes, they said she needs some time for some not being able to see or something like that. But if you're in 11th grade, maybe she didn't hear him. Maybe she thought he said somebody else's name. I don't know. She didn't mention it. But
I know.
Who doesn't know who
people.
Sir John by 16, 17 years old? Who doesn't know who the hell Sojourner Truth is?
I know grown people who don't know who Sojourner Truth is right now.
Well, then
what?
Did they go to Booker T.
Did
Washington
say,
High School?
Right
I mean,
now.
Like,
well,
that's not...
I think I'm being serious. I don't know what you're talking about, but I don't think Sojourner Truth is just someone that people just know. If you're not into Black history, I don't think you know who Sojourner Truth is.
That goes back to when Portia on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, when she thought the Underground Railroad was a real... railroad, like a actual train. I mean,
right. Well, I mean, she's a, millennium child.
Even right, exactly. Destructive teenager. A teacher only would say something like, unless he's fed up with her, or I don't know. Maybe he does think she's the dumbest girl in the world.
So check this out.
I'm going to have to look at how my kid is.
No, well, guess what?
You know what I'm saying? Like, is she did she antagonize the situation? Like,
prior to her
being in class recording the stuff?
Let's pause. Let's pause for the cause. I have a little bit more of the conversation with Mr. Hunter. He goes on way beyond what he said to Shania, which gave me a completely different perspective here. This is like part two of his little rant. History teacher Corey Hunter, everybody. When I went on and heard everything else on this videotape, number one, the teacher really didn't think anything he was doing was wrong because he authorized the students to record him. He really didn't think what he was doing was wrong. He knew he was being recorded. Right? But number two, I don't think the teacher, this is an issue of the teacher really pouncing the student. I think this is a situation where the teacher is way too comfortable and he's unaccountable for his behavior. I think
he's
way
friends with
too
the kid.
Comfortable and he jokes around too much, and in the midst of his joking, he's very disrespectful. That's what I got out of this. There's no way in hell the teacher should be saying to students that if
nothing
he was
like
on an island, he'd be banging out all of the women too. That's exactly what Mr. Corey Hunter told his 11th grade class. Listen, we're going to pause for the
How old is he again? 37.
Right. 37-year-old Corey Hunter.
Hey, that's when they hit that midlife crisis. Go ahead now.
History teacher recorded insulting a student.
In a door, I just gotta
Muhammad Radio Live. It's 9:27 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:27 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out. You know, it is Money Monday in the Social Lab, and we have been talking about this teacher, Mr. Corey Hunter, who got way inappropriate with his students, who seemed to be enjoying the conversation, but one of them didn't like it so much. But before we go any further in that, we're going to get into sports with our dude up in Maryland, D.C. area, always claiming New York for some reason. Yeah, with the sports. I'm not going to do your music, though, Sabe.
No, it's all good. It's all good. No, I ain't expecting you.
Sabe
to.
James.
whatever. Yo, all right, here's the sports report. March 7th, 2016, starting the NFL. Peyton Manning finally calls it a wrap. After 18 seasons, he retires from the game of football, which he kind of, not reinvented, but revolutionized as far as I saw. Just a quick rundown of the accolades and the milestones that he has accumulated over his lifetime. He holds the record for most career touchdown passes with 539, most career passing yards with 71,940, most single season touchdown records with 55 in one season, most passing yards in the season with 5,477, most wins including playoffs 200, most games thrown for 300 plus yards 93, most passing touchdowns in a single game 7. Most games with a passer high rating of 105, 97. Most games with a perfect passer rating, 5. Most seasons with 350-plus completions, 10. Most games with 80% passing, 19. Most game-winning drives, 56. Most comeback wins, 45. Highest completion percentage in a postseason with 450 yards, 81. Highest yards per game, 342. Most games with 4-plus touchdowns, 25. Most seasons passing with 4,000-plus yards, 14. Most consecutive seasons with 25-plus touchdowns, 13. One of two quarterbacks to ever beat all 32 teams.
Wow.
The only other one was Brett Favre. Hold up. Two more. First quarterback to breed 31 franchises and the most MVP awards at 5. So
wow.
Needless to say, this guy's the first ballot Hall of Famer. Hell of a year.
No doubt.
I mean, hell of a run. You know, it was poetry in motion watching this guy play. For those who weren't Indianapolis Colts fans or weren't Broncos fans, he probably put it on your team one way or the other.
There was no
moving
other
on. Red.
He went out like one of watch. I mean, Denver
wasn't
gonna pick
him
up again.
I don't know if they would. I don't know if they wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? How you gonna still
say no
to Peyton? You dig what I'm saying though?
He's old.
But, you know, anyway, moving on. Redskins released RG3, which they said was coming down the pipeline. The fire sale of Chip Kelly's team called the Eagles is vastly underway. Sending Kiko Alonso and Byron Maxwell to Miami Dolphins for draft picks. And the latest of it all, DeMarco Murray got traded to the Titans this evening. We don't know for what, but we know he's going to the Titans. In NBA news, the quest for 73 of the Golden State Warriors went through L.A. for the Lake Show, and they left there with a black eye. The Lakers punched him in the stomach and slapped him across the head with a 112-95 loss, which brings their record to a whopping 55-6. Boo-hoo. But now they have a 34% chance of still getting a record of 73 wins. So that's still left to be told. LeBron still reacting to the buzzing about him, talks about him going back to Miami because he goes to see Dwayne Wade just because he, quote-unquote, wants to. But we all know LeBron is a punk, and once the tough sledding comes in front of him, he runs to find another team that's already ready-made to win a championship so he can say that he did it himself. We all know your history, LeBron. Melo wants to be at the head of the table for free agent recruiting because the Knicks suck. And they suck for a long time. Quick MMA news. Diaz upsets McGregor in the second round submission after McGregor moved up in weight to try to claim another title. And this dude This is the same dude that was talking smack to Floyd Mayweather, saying that he could beat him too. Now, I also heard buzzing that Floyd Mayweather gave Diaz $1 million cash for beating McGregor, just to shut him up. Moving on with that, Miesha Tate beat Heidi Holm in the fifth round with a chokehold submission, and Heidi Holm is the one that beat Ronda Rousey's ass. Now, it's supposed to be a rematch between Ronda Rousey and Heidi Holm again, but for what? Because she doesn't hold the title anymore. We'll see what's going to happen with that one. Now, quick side note. With all these major upsets in the sports betting world, if you'd have bet $100 on Diaz to beat McGregor, Tate to beat Heidi Holm, and the Lakers to beat the Warriors this weekend, you'd have walked away with an upwards of $31,000+. Go figure that out.
Wow.
The parlay was so lopsided with those three events that the odds were just in your favor, you know what I'm saying, if you put any kind of money on it. $100 would have earned you $31,000.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy. Anyway, sports report for the evening. Carry on, folks. Watch your sports. Keep up with them.
Hey, 617 out in San Diego, 817 in Omaha, Nebraska. You inside the
Talk Radio Show.
Trim toes, camera in the mirror, BBM pose. Still killing them, boys. You still killing them, boys. You still killing them, Ross.
CM Howard Radio Live. It is 9:37 p.m. here on the East Coast, 6:37 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle figure it out. And, look, I'm Adam Boston, TM Hyman, Save James, and what's up out there, Hot Chocolate out there in the world, celebrating grandbaby birthdays and stuff. Look, before we went to the break, we were talking about the teacher being recorded, talking to his students, and also, and I guess pointing one out, calling her the dumbest girl he's ever met. And he really got, and if you guys didn't hear the excerpts from the video, you're going to have to, you know, check the show out, you know, after the fact. But he got really inappropriate. And like I was telling the guys on the other side, like, he had to be one of those teachers that everybody goes to get a hall pass. Because he was, like, crazy comfortable talking to those students that way. I mean, I know at 16, 17, they think they're grown anyway, but maybe he just, like, that's his way of trying to relate to them, but it's totally inappropriate.
Yeah. And so let me balance this thing out a little bit by letting the listeners know that, you know, for the record, Corey Hunter, to the point that CeeLo just made, he's very comfortable speaking to the students. He was the 2013-2014 Teacher of the Year in Greene County, which says the man is a good teacher. The man is a good teacher. And this is one observation, again, that changed my perspective when I heard a little bit more of the recording. The students were comfortable with him. The students were laughing. The students accepted the language, the harshness of the language. They could relate to him. And so it doesn't mean that it is appropriate. It's totally inappropriate. And I think that's the call out. One of the biggest issues that Michael Graham had this morning on his talk show was, you know, the school board had done nothing. They felt like, he felt like, he being Michael Graham, that the teacher should have been fired. Well, the school board didn't think so. The school board didn't think so. And this is the deal. The school board and the school knew about this story and the incidents way before the story actually dropped. And so I think we would be remiss not to let you know that this teacher, who has been called out like this, pretty much exploited for how he talks to students, was a Teacher of the Year. I also want to add that there was a lot of listeners in Georgia who called in and defended the teacher. But I think the premise was pretty interesting. The premise was, you know, I wouldn't want him to talk to my child like that. I'm not worried about my child being talked to like that, because, you know, that happens to those kind of kids. Uh-oh. You know, that's
doing what you go, he just said.
If you go home, if you go home, you know, that's how those kids' parents talk to them. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
Right.
Hold on.
Right, what you mean. Right.
So I thought it was quite interesting. This is the bottom line. I'm a youth advocate. I speak up for people who can't speak up for themselves, and children are one of them. Hands down, Corey Hunter is inappropriate and should not speak to children that way, period. I think that's the call out. White, black, rich, poor, it doesn't matter what school you go to. I do want to also say that Greene County, Georgia, at this particular high school, it's about 85% African-American, so as a student, the student population, and I think the teacher population is the same. And I will also say that black people talk to each other a little different than how other people talk to each other. However, comma, it doesn't make it right.
Yeah, doesn't make it. No excuse, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I think every I guess if you want to use the word race, they have a certain way of talking to each other. I mean, but at the same time, it's like, the other question I had was, what, I mean, if all the other kids are laughing, and you can even hear her laugh at a point, and then she turned, and then, you know, she went and took it to the news, or did someone else, you know what I mean, like, turn it into the news station? Like, how did that happen? Like, yeah, what do you mean, like, the news station
probably,
to get on?
She probably has a mama, you know, who was a little offended.
Right. I mean, I get offended sometimes. I don't, you know, going to the news ain't my way of solving it, though. It's like, do they think he's really going to get fired because they went to the news?
Different strokes.
Kind of went viral.
You know, different strokes, different folks. I think what the attorney stated was that they're not looking for money. They're not looking for anything other than her comfort level back in the classroom. They really want, I want to say, an apology. Don't quote me on it. Google the story. You know, read the story. It is absolutely available to you. They aren't looking for damages like that. You know, it's a pro bono case for the lawyer who took it on, you know, specifically because he didn't think it was right. And it's not right.
Right.
Again, white, black, doesn't matter. You know, this could have happened in a Caucasian school, just like it happened in a black school. You know,
right.
The bottom line is you have teachers sometimes in an effort to teach, you know, they go overboard. They go overboard. And sometimes the public need not, you know, fuel a fire when you haven't really looked at all sides of the situation. Because, you know,
if he talks to the kids like that in front of, you know what I'm saying, in front of the other children, how inappropriate does he get one-on-one? I mean, you know,
well,
there's a lot of ways.
That's why you have to nip it in the bud. That's why you have to nip it in the bud, because you don't want to go any further. You don't want those kind of accusations. Mr. Corey Hunter, we congratulate you for being the Teacher of the Year 2013-14.
Right. That's
but,
a conversation,
dude,
babe.
You're out of line, bro.
Ben Carl that ass. We don't understand why you did that.
Hey, it's 9:50. Hey, what's this? Antonique Smith. This is her new one. It's called All We Really Have Is Now. We'll be right back. Social Lab.
Do I drive you crazy with my one-word answer? Do I test your patience with my stubborn silence? Do you really want to know what's on my mind? Well, here I go again, spoiling paradise. And I'm so caught up making sure you stay forever that I forgot to love the time we spend together. I just want to breathe in, stop second guessing. Look at your smile, take it in. Try to relax and live in the moment. And all that we've got to believe in. The future is just a promise that may change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever. Why do I get searching for something I've already found? All we really have is love. Overcast with a chance of sunshine.
eyes again. I don't want to look back at the chance and regret. I just want to breathe in, stop second guessing, look at you smile and take it in. Try to relax and live in the moment. It's all that we've got to believe in. The future is just a promise that makes change with the weather. The past is just a photo book, still I'm chasing forever.
Radio. We are the Social Lab. They are TM Hyman, Madam Boston.
What
I'm your boy, Save James. We're missing a few parts of the pieces of the puzzle right here tonight, but you know, we keep the show going on. You know how that go. We still got 4 minutes and plus left in the show. We're going to wrap up talking about this, this recorded insult, quote unquote insult, you know, based on the newfound information,
right?
And I guess how we figured out with the tone of the classroom that is running, you know, was really upon them. And I could I'll say this much: as far as a teacher, I can understand how you can fall into that trap of getting, you know, chummy with the kids a lot, in order to feel comfortable enough to say certain things that you wouldn't say in a normal, quote-unquote, different classroom setting.
Right.
When I was working my first job, I was working special ed. You know, these kids are from the street, so you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you had to go to their level so they can understand what you're saying. And, you know, there will be times where, excuse me, my TA at the time would have straight up snap session in there. Like, he would be tearing these kids apart in there, and everybody be laughing at him. But, like, if some of that stuff was recorded, you'd probably be saying the same thing about us. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know,
it's
just the nature of the beast, I guess. You know what I mean? When you're in that kind of environment. Now, I can't speak to that, you know, to that high school. I can only speak to my situation and the population that I was dealing with. You know what I mean?
Joking the handicapped kids? Really?
No. Son, if you knew some of the stuff that these kids were saying to us,
they smart, though.
You wouldn't be mad at us.
Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because they talk
I mean,
crap.
It was all in fun. It was all in fun, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, they knew we wasn't serious. We wasn't trying to hurt their feelings. But, like, you know, if they open that door, we might kick it down. You never know what kind of day you're going to catch us on. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it would just be all the fun, you know what I'm saying, to kind of break up the monotony in there, whatever, you know, kind of get them refocused and everything after that. But, you know, it was like that. You know what I'm saying? The kids was funny. They would be ragging on us.
Right.
Some of the kids would have some funny jokes. I ain't even going to sit up there and lie.
Right.
So, Some of them kids is really funny.
But it's like
funny,
the generational gap between us and the teenagers now isn't the same as between, you know, the people that were 20 plus years older than us, you know.
Yeah. That one thing that I will always pull out my back pocket, and I always have, it's a stunner every time, is talk trash if you want. Listen, I believe if you dish it, you should be able to receive
it.
You
got to be able to
take it, and that's it.
I also realize as a mature professional that you also have to know your audience. Because I will pull
right.
out that famous yo mama. In a minute. Yo, she works.
What?
Like, yeah.
In a minute. What?
She works.
Yeah.
Yo, mama. What? Who? Huh?
Right.
Yeah, every time. Yeah,
right. There's a lot of things.
We're back Wednesday, 9 p.m. Hump day. Hey, yo, mama. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, we out of here.
Oh, God. Yes, whatever you
thanks
do,
for
do it well. Yes, yo, mama.
Yeah, man.
Okay. Your uncle on your daddy's side.
Right, be careful what tree you walking up. The tree might fall on you.
What?
Straight up.
Dang it, bitch. Go ahead.
Straight up.
It's listen, if you dish it, you got to be able to receive
it. Hey, exactly. Don't throw stones in a glass house, baby. You know what I mean?
At all.
I will go.
There's also consequences for your actions, America. That there's consequences for your actions. Listen, get out and vote. This is not a game. What's going on is shenanigans. It's not a game.
Word up. Or move to Canada. One of the two.
Yeah. Listen, I got
gonna be the only option.
I have
right.
My
yeah, I'm about
to, do you, America?
About to be
hey,
new.
We're back here Wednesday, 9 p.m. We up out of here. Got my passport.
Good night.
Hey. Come on, Craig.
See him behind the live. Radio show. Real.